The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to tonight's action in Tipperary. A flat card to look forward to there. Seven races to come this evening. And joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Mr. Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Yeah, full of the joys, mate. Full of the joys.
Yeah. Great few days of racing, isn't it? We've got the Grand National meeting at Aintree, of course. And then we've got plenty to go around it as well. And this card tonight in Tipperary, some flat action from Ireland. What do you make of it all?
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? Yeah, good for us Irish fans as well, because that Tipperary card comes later on in the day once we've had a few big races to mull over at Aintree. And, you know, it's quite a good card tonight at Tipperary. There's already a few that have caught my eye from a betting perspective. I had a couple of little tinkles. Yeah, even if I do my money at Aintree this afternoon, hopefully we've still got Tipperary to fall back on.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, it's nice how it dovetails, particularly from our radio perspective, of course, because you get to listen to all that great action at Aintree, and then we've got Tipperary and some all-weather action in the evening to take us through the night. So yeah, it should be good. The 4:35, Andy, is the first race. We start here with an EBF maiden over 5 furlongs. The market headed by Hasselnot, who's 15-8. It's 7-2 from 4s for Greyscape. The Jim Bolger runner, who I have no idea how to pronounce the filly's name, is 4-1. How would you go with that? Tasker Neshunter or something like that?
Oh, that'll do.
Yeah, Bring the Bottle is 6-1, 7-1 for Jefferson Davis, and 8-1 or bigger prices for the others. So who would you like in the opener, Andy?
I like the form of that first juvenile race at the Curragh, the race that Hasselnot and Greyscape were involved in. Up to now, that's the fastest juvenile race I've got either side of the Irish Sea. So I'm pretty much looking to get with the form going forward. And the fact that these two race prominently in that race on similar ground to what they faced at the Curragh suggests that they very much wants to beat with their experience underneath their belts. Which ones improve out of those two and goes forward into today's race obviously remains to be seen. But as it stands, I'll go with Hasselnot. I thought he shaped with a little bit more promise than the other horse. That's not to say that Greyscape didn't. But he got hampered in the race a couple of times, Hasselnot, at crucial moments, and that probably cost him getting a little bit closer to the eventual winner. And like I say, his number was a very good one, considering the ground conditions and the sort of standard of horses I was comparing that time to on the day. So if he improves, you know, with just normal improvement from that first run, I'm expecting Hasselnot to confirm form with Greyscape and indeed be very much the one to beat there in that opening 2-year-old contest.
Hasselnot the one to beat in the opener. Then the second race is the 5-10. The second race is the 5-10. This is a handicap over 5 furlongs. And interesting movements in the betting this morning. Primo, Guomo, and Soars were both 11-2 when they opened up. Both out to 3-1 and 7-2 respectively. Great Wide Open going the other way, 9-2 into 7-2. Money for Well Done Me as well, who's 5s into 4s, and 6s for the other two, Splash Top and Oh La La. So interesting movements this morning, Andy, in the betting. Can you see why?
Yeah, the two horses in blue. The two horses are backed. Great Wide Open and Well Done Me. I think the race is between the two. I expect one of these two to win here because of the race that they ran at the Curragh on the opening day of the flat season. That race that was won by the Warrior, it was the fastest furlong per furlong time I got on that card, which indicates I think we're dealing with quite a decent little race here. And Well Done Me was the one responsible for that pace generation. He was drawn right in the centre of the track. He came up towards the stand rail. He led down to the furlong pole, and then he just faded late on the heavy ground. And now she's dropping back to a trip which is more in keeping with her previous profile. Obviously a couple of good and eye-catching runs at Dundalk. One of them a really unlucky run on the 14th of November. She should take a bit of beating here. She's definitely going to make the run in and, you know, is going to go down all guns blazing. But I'd certainly have an interest on Great Wide Open as well. I also caught the eye with an eye-catching run down the centre of the track. It's very much favoured to be on the stand side that day. And this Great Wide Open came out of that race as being the one that raced or finished the most prominently from a low draw, obviously still 7. So I certainly upgraded that performance. Whether Great Wide Open is going to be a little bit better over a distance of ground further in his career is open to debate. But I think with that run under his belt, it's going to take a bit of getting here as well tonight. So you need to stay as well as have the tactical speed. And he's very much got that. So I bet two against the field. They've both been well back this morning. Obvious to see why, because of their speed figures. Great Wide Open, and well done me.
Couple against the field there for Andy in that one. The 5:45 is the third race on the card. This is a filly's maiden of a mile and one furlong. And Chinese Light appears to be all the rage this morning. 11-8 into 10-11. 2-1 for Mohini. Diamonds and Rubies is 7-2. 11-1 for Super Focus and 28-1 or bigger for the others. Can you see why this Weld filly's been so well backed, Andy?
Yes and no. I think there's positives to be gleaned from Chinese Light's stable form. I think that's probably one of the main reasons why the Weld runner has been heavily backed. Dermot's had a fantastic start to the season. He's already won a couple of maidens, and most of his horses have run to a consistent level. That's the positive. The negative is that she's never run on ground as soft as this. And the other one is that disappointing run on her last start when she trialled in 8th of 13 when well fancied in the race that was won by the Prendergast horse Tamador. Prior to that, she'd run really well at Galway in a race that usually Dermot Weld farms. It went this way this year, or last year, of the way of Legatissimo from the Dave Watchman camp. And I think that form should be good enough, really, for it to win this race. But, like I say, with the doubts about the ground, I'll probably just go with the second favourite here, Mohini, as a little bit of value, filly by Galileo, trained by Watchman, who will have a good idea of what it takes to win this race. She was an eye-catching sixth first time out, behind the second string on the day of Aidan O'Brien, Royal Navy ship. Backing the second was Jacobean, who's had a rather checkered career so far. He went on to finish fourth in the Racing Post Trophy at Doncaster and unfortunately failed to deliver the goods on his reappearance at the Curra on the opening day of the flat season. We'll get on to him in the next race. But as it stands, I like the way that Mohini shaped in that race. A breeding suggests she's going to get further. The way she ran that day at the Curra suggests that an extra couple of furlongs won't inconvenience our chances. So I'm going to go with Mohini here to turn over the favourite in that decent-looking maiden.
Okay, Mohini in the 5:45. The 6:20 is the fourth race on the card. This is a maiden for Colts and Geldings over 1 mile and one furlong. And Jacobean is the 6-4 favourite. It's 9-4 for Radampour. Novice Adventus is 9-1 into 5-1 this morning. 7s for Master of Mayhem. 10-1 for Duke Carson. 12s or bigger for the others. Just starting with this favourite, Andy, Jacobean. Second on debut. Fourth in the Racing Post Trophy, which is obviously a Group 1. But only well beaten fourth on reappearance. So where does this favourite stand with you at the moment?
I just think he's difficult to like at the moment, particularly as he's been beaten now at a fairly shortish price. Favoured on debut, ran really well, eye-catchingly well. He came from an impossible position to finish second to Royal Navy ship. He then was only a 3-1 poke to win a Group 1 race at the Racing Post Trophy at Doncaster, in which he ran with a great deal of credit. So it wasn't a great surprise on his stable seasonal reappearance that he was sent off another short price favourite, only to disappoint quite badly. I mean, it wasn't the fact that he got beat. He got beat by 16 lengths by a horse of Dermot Wells called Ashraf. I just didn't like that run at all, and bookmakers have taken a bit of a chance on this morning, particularly William Hill going 6-4, and he's just not a horse I want to be backing at that price. He's up against a Weld runner here who ran, was running his first run, Radampour. The run's in obviously the same colours that Ashraf did, from the Aga Khan line, and you'd have a feeling that Dermot Weld would know exactly what it takes to beat Jacobean here, having already beaten him already with Ashraf. There's a bit of money for a Novice Adventurous, who ran quite well the other day, again behind another Weld runner in the shape of some Aya that was at Cork the other day, but I think he's going to have to improve quite significantly. So let's take on Jacobean here, go with the second favourite Radampour, and hope that Dermot Weld has yet another maiden winner.
Radampour to make a winning debut for Andy then in the 6:20. The 6:50 is the fifth race on the card. This one is a handicap over a mile and one furlong. And Sir Raston is the 11-4 favourite. 3-1 for Coybig. Private Party is 7-2. 11-2 for the Carbonator. Pullman Brown is 8th with Ring Presence. And Intense Pride is the 9-1 outside. And number 7 on the card there, Marrell, doesn't go in this race. It's a tricky race as well, Andy. Who would you side with in a handicap without much form, real standout form?
Yeah, it's a difficult one. A lot of these are having their seasonal reappearance. The only one with recent form is Coybig, who shaped okay in that race that Jacobean was fourth in. We can certainly see how that form works out half an hour earlier. The ones that caught my eye last year in a couple of races were Intense Pride and The Carbonator. The Carbonator ran well in that very good maiden at Navan on the 8th of October, which worked out really well subsequently. Horses like Giovanni Canaletta, Harold Pinto and Sheba have all won out of that maiden subsequently. And I thought Patrick Sean's charge shaped up really well in that race. We already know he stays well, and he's got a little bit of form around the track. And also, so was Intense Pride, who went into my notebook in a big way that day when he was second behind Vilman, who had had the advantage of a previous run. He then, for some inexplicable reason, ran terribly in a nursery towards the back end at Cork. I'm not sure what was the matter with him that day, and he didn't really do a great deal the next time out at Leopardstown. So it is a little bit of a leap of faith you take with the Intense Pride, but the ability is definitely there, and hopefully Tom Hogan can get it out of him with a winter under his belt. So just a couple of tentative votes, just a few horses that caught the eye last year in decent maiden races, the Carbonator and Intense Pride.
Couple to consider there then in the 6.50 onto the penultimate race this evening, which is the 7.20. This is a handicap over the extended 7 furlongs and a couple of well-backed ones towards the top of the market. Yes, I Am 9-2 into 3-1. Joint favourite now with Dragon Khan, who's 7-2 into 3-1. 4-1 for Barbecue, Dashwood 6s, 8s for Pepper Pot and 12s or bigger for the others. But almost every other runner barring the top two there is on the slide, Andy. So do you see it between Yes, I Am and Dragon Khan?
I do. Again, a couple of horses I've backed this morning. Yes, I Am is available to back at a whopping 9-1 if you're up early. I'm not sure what bookmakers were doing sticking in that horse at that price. I mean, he ran such an eye-catching race the other day. It's quite incredible. It was in one of the strongest run races I've got so far this flat season. It went the way of Casual Casualty, who for his grade posted an unbelievable speed figure down at Cork the other day. It was a much better number, funny enough, than the Great Minds achieved, who won the listed race. So I think this form's all right, you know, and both Dragon Khan and Yes I Am, in particular Yes I Am, caught the eye considering where they were in the race. Yes I Am had a slow start from a bad draw. He turned into the home straight with one behind him and he finished fourth, eye-catchingly. He was nearest at the finish. And Dragon Khan also made a massive move in the hottest part of the race, coming round the home turn and into the home straight. The only thing with Dragon Khan is he's had loads of chances prior to that. So if you like, Yes I Am's the more unexposed one of the two. But either way, that form looks rock solid in the context of this race. I'd certainly expect Barbecue to improve as well. She ran well the other day down in Cork over a trip which seemed to just take her off her feet a little bit. And I put down in my notes that she won 6 furlong plus. And lo and behold, up she pops over 7.5. And Dashwood also ran well on his seasonal reappearance at the Curry the day. He was in third in the race at Great Minds, was fourth. And of course, Great Minds went on to win the other day, much to the chagrin of us who napped him the other day at a short price in that handicap. So this is a nice little race, this. First four in the market are all tightly compacted, but I back Dragon Khan, and particularly Yes I Am at 9-1. If you managed to get that price, then certainly in a decent position. But I expect off the speed figures one of those two to come through in that 7.20.
Okay, popular in the betting, popular with Andy then, Yes I Am and Dragon Khan in the 7.20, and the 7.50 is where we finish. This is a race over 7.5 furlongs for 4-year-olds and older that since the 1st of June 2014 have not won a listed race or been placed first, second or third in a group race. But Alcasa heads the market at 1-2, 11-4 for Canary Row, Colour Blue is 5-1. Alcasa has won a listed race just before that date, Andy, so is he the one to beat in the lucky last?
I think he is, yeah. I mean, he's got a couple of nice runs under his belt. He's also won here at this track. His first victory came here early on last season, so we know he goes well fresh. And a couple of runs that's disappointed towards the back end of last season, even though he's highly tried, were down to the ground. He ran on Good to Firm at Leopardstown at Curra. Obviously, he ran in the Irish Champion Stakes at Leopardstown in a great Group 1, just to show you the kind of regard that Dermot Weld holds him in. And if class is anything to go by and the stable form is anything to go by, then Alcasa should be winning this one quite comfortably, because Canary Row, albeit he's run consistently well in recent times, he is a bit of a quirky customer. He has the blinkers on and he tends to stargaze under pressure. The fact that he's only won one race in 20 and that came back in 2012, so it tells you all you need to know about him. He's the kind of horse who will run well for you in a big handicap but sometimes disappoint in a small field. And Colour Blue also comes here off the back of several very much unencouraging runs of late as well. So if Alcasa is anywhere near his best, and there's every reason that he will be first time up on ground that'll suit, he should provide Dermot Weld with yet another winner.
Fantastic. Let's have a quick summary then, Andy, as always, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, a couple of really good betting races here tonight, Tipperary. I've had a few quid on Hasselnot to confirm for me. Greyscape, and tell us whether that speed figure, the opening two-year race at the Curra, is any good or not. In the 5.10, a couple of bets against the field again. The two been back, well back this morning, quite rightly so as well on the numbers. Great wide open, and well done me. Have a little bit to spare out of the rest of the field. I'll take on the favourite in the shape of Mahoney in the 5.45. 6.20 is a trappy one. I'll take on again the favourite with the second favourite, Radenpaul. Carboniter and Intense Pride, just a couple of considerations in the 6.50. We then get on to the really meaty stuff of the night. That, yes, I am. I'm sure he's going to run well. I'll be devastated if he doesn't, particularly as he's been available to back up much bigger odds. And Dragon Khan, who also ran well in that fantastic speed figure down in Cork the other day, represents my two against the field. And the final race, Al Kassa, is certainly the class act there and should get the better of his two main rivals in the market.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck tonight and enjoy the action in Tipperary.
Will do. Cheers, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.